The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
We know you would like to sit next to him in the dugout or in his office, but this is your chance to chat with the manager of the Minnesota Twins. This is the Paul Molitor Show, sponsored by Killebrew Root Beer. Made in Minnesota, it's how memories are created and legends are made. Now, here are the hosts of the Paul Molitor Show, Chris Atterbury and Jack Morris.
Well, good morning. It is another edition of the Paul Molitor Show. A couple of Minnesota-made legends with us, as always. Jack has made it back from the Badlands of North Dakota. Jack Morris in studio here at Target Field. And in Kansas City, Paul Molitor joins us after an interesting, to say the least, couple of nights with the Royals. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Did you get enough sleep, Paul?
How are we doing today?
We're doing pretty well. Pretty well. At least I'm doing pretty well. How about you, Jack? You got your mic turned on now?
I had it on, but we had technical difficulties, according to the guys on the air side. Anyway, yes, Paul, good morning. Did you get any sleep last night?
I got more last night than I did the night before. That's for sure. It's been, it hasn't been a very enjoyable trip through Kansas City this particular time. But no, the rain delay and electric failure and all those things that happened the other night was made for a tough night, and then come out yesterday and play pretty flat baseball. It's been a couple rough days.
Talk about, Paul, the difference of that night, if you win versus if you lose. It seems like it's all worth it if you win, and it's all torment if you lose.
It's kind of the case, Jack, and you've been through those where you either get long delays or just something happens and it turns into a marathon day, which can happen. I can't remember. I'm not sure exactly what the length of game was from start to finish, but I'm sure it was up there. And, you know, I'm all on board for sticking around and playing games when circumstances dictate it seems like the right thing to do. But it is a little bit of a stab when it doesn't go your way at the end. You know, you think back to all the things that transpired through the course of the night and things that might have turned it in your favor. But part of your job is to deal with those things when they don't go your way and find a way to keep pushing. You know, you always have the next day. And for us, in this case, the next day wasn't very good. So trying to salvage something down here today. You know, got off to a good start with a couple of decent games down there in Atlanta, and now kind of back to that same old tune with the Royals here. They're seeming to have their way with us, which is very disappointing, and hopefully we get a good outing from Irvin today. We can find a way to come home with a win.
No, it hasn't been real complicated as far as the Kansas City thing, Paul. Your starters have failed to get to five innings each of the three games, and Dylan G, Ian Kennedy both looked lights out and were able to be fairly dominant in their performances.
They both were. You know, we've seen them enough to know kind of what their MO is. I thought yesterday when we got behind, we just didn't make much of an adjustment. We kept hitting the ball in the air, and guy swings getting long and trying to do too much. Kind of the same case the other night when we got an extra innings instead of trying to string something together. And, you know, with Volquez the other day, you know, we did okay. We put a little rally together right before the rain, but for the most part, their starters have given us trouble. And it's tough to play from behind. There's no doubt about that.
Paul, I know you'd rather talk about your team than the opposing teams, but you're going through a string here of several teams that have a chance for playoff. And, you know, I look at the Royals and I say to myself, they don't know they're out of it. They feel like they're legitimately in this race and have a chance. I think they're playing with a sense of purpose more than they have. Then you've got Detroit, who might maybe still has a chance. And then Toronto, who's in a pennant race and right now in first place in the East.
Sure.
So when you go against these teams, I mean, how do you motivate your guys to let them know that the spoiler role is still a significant role?
Well, we're mindful of that, Jack, in terms of trying to keep our players focused and playing right on through to the last day of the season. You know, it's not fun when you are in a position where your games aren't meaningful in terms of potentially playing in the postseason, but they're big league games. And we have so many young people, pitchers, position players that are still trying to learn and get better and get established and find out what it takes to win up here that I would welcome these challenges of playing these teams. It's not so much that I like knocking guys out of the playoffs or doing this or that. It's just a way to find out where I'm at and where I can compete and what we can do. You know, I mean, we've done some good things against some pretty good teams, which we need to do. And it's going to continue. These games aren't going to get any easier. The stakes are getting higher for some clubs. And we got to find a way to go out there and try to get the most out of these guys and get them to feel like they can stay and play with these teams. It's one of those things. You've been through it, Jack. Those years where you're out, you just go keep playing. That's part of what your deal is. You learn how to play under all circumstances.
You know, Paul, that reminds me of your comments prior to this road trip after the final game. I might have been the loss to Kansas City, where you told the assembled media that, you know, everybody in the room has an awful lot to play for still the rest of the year, and you kind of left it there for folks to read between the lines. Kind of similar thought, right? I mean, and tomorrow's promised to nobody in terms of anything, and there's a lot of things up in the air, as you said.
Well, it's not a new message. It gets repeated often by various managers and different businesses, people in leadership, that there's always something to push forward with. And, you know, we just are going to try to go about that. We've had a couple games here in the past week, even though we mixed in a couple wins, where there's just some things that it's my job and our coach's job to try to find a way to improve, and it's fundamental baseball. Now, we're not going to be overly critical of performance all the time because we know it's a hard game, but there are things that teams that are trying to get themselves back into competitive positions that need to do. You know, it's being a shoot, being in the right place on cutoffs, making plays on bunts, getting outs, quality at bats, people that are competing. There's just a lot of things that we are seeing that we're having to address on a daily basis, which is somewhat problematic in that, you know, we're 125, 130 games into a season, but that's part of what you need to do when you have a young team.
All right, good stuff. Paul Molitor's our guest. It is the Paul Molitor Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back in a moment on your home for Twins baseball.
You don't have to be a fan of the Oompa music to be a fan of Dusseldorf.
Dusseldorf? You mean the mustard, right?
That is correct, young man. Dusseldorf from Coop's Mustard has a tasty, mild and creamy flavor that brings out the true taste of the meats.
Why hide the flavor when you can enhance it? With Dusseldorf from Coop's, it's what brats dream of.
Yeah, that's Coop's with a K.
Head to your local grocer and pick up some Coop's Mustard today.
Hi folks, Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
On the field, baseball players want to be
safe.
Off the field, everyone should check with the Better Business Bureau at BBB.org before making purchasing decisions. The BBB has helped consumers like you find ethical, trustworthy businesses since 1912. Remember, it's better to be
safe
than sorry.
Hey, Twins fans, now is your shot to win playing one-day fantasy baseball at DraftKings.com, the official one-day fantasy baseball partner of your Minnesota Twins. With one-day fantasy baseball at DraftKings, you can play when you want with the players you want. And DraftKings is bringing the excitement of the game to a whole new level, with every strikeout and every monster home run bringing you closer to victory. Just pick two pitchers and eight position players, stay under the salary cap, and outscore the competition to win. Go to DraftKings.com now and use promo code MNTWINS to play free today.
Edina Realty engages you in the home buying and selling process by offering mobile apps and a winning website, EdinaRealty.com. Our team of knowledgeable agents provide insights you can use to make your best decisions. Edina Realty, proud supporter of the Twins.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
The Paul Molitor Show is brought to you by Killabrew Root Beer, made in Minnesota. It's how memories are created and legends are made. Jack Morris in studio, Paul Molitor in Kansas City. And, Paul, last night we saw the Major League debut of Adalberto Mejia. Gave you a couple of innings you dearly needed after another short start from Santiago. Now he is headed back to Rochester. A crunch. I mean, you need guys who can throw. He's not going to be available for several days. Can you confirm or let us know who's going to be taking his place, or is that still up in the air?
No, we can talk about that. First of all, as far as Adalberto is concerned, he was scheduled to try to help us out somewhere along the way here. I had a lot of discussions the past few days about our pitching, with, with both Neil Allen and Eddie, as well as Rob Anthony. And, you know, we definitely needed an extra arm here with the way things have been going and our short studs. I was happy to see him face-to-face and watch him pitch. Had a pretty good picture from what I had learned from San Francisco and the guys that have seen him down at AAA. And I thought, for the most part, he handled himself well. The poise was there. The strikes were there. He had a couple balls back up the middle, which were kind of concerning early, but he came away unscathed. And he's in a situation where his innings limit is approaching, I'm sure, one of Jack's favorite subjects. And so, you know, we're going to get him down there and probably try to get those innings out of him down in AAA here as he winds down his season. We're going to bring up Light today, and he's another guy that we acquired in a trade at the deadline. He's a hard thrower that has had, you know, I'm not sure exactly how many appearances with Rochester, but he's thrown it over for the most part, which has been a little bit of a issue for him in the past, a hard thrower with a split-finger pitch. And it'll be another right-handed arm in the bullpen.
Yeah, will he be there in time for today's ball game, Paul?
He will be. Yes, we'll have him available today.
Paul, I got to commend you on one thing the other day, and this is just my take, as long as you brought up the subject of not limiting innings and all those things. Jose Barrios was kind of going through a tough inning. And out of necessity, probably more than anything else, you let him work his way out of his own mess. And I think those kind of things can be so much of a learning experience for young players to not just always have somebody rescue them, but to have to figure out something on the fly. You know, it wasn't the prettiest thing, and then, of course, the rain hit, which probably messed up his day. But I just thought it was a, you know, you don't always get to do that with young players, and, you know, you're always playing for a win. But sometimes I think it's the best way to help teach young players. That's just a comment. I won't even let you comment on my comment, but I do want to ask you about September 1st, right around the corner, with less a little over a week away. You always talk about trying to find time for so many of these young players to get them in. How many guys, you know, and maybe you're not allowed to say this yet, but are you thinking about bringing up quite a few guys and expand the roster, or is this something where you just have to realize that we've got a lot of guys here that aren't getting playing time right now?
Well, you know, I've obviously been talking to Rob. He was in Rochester this past week, not only watching our AAA team, but also getting the agreement with Rochester extended a couple more years to keep them as our AAA affiliate. You know, there will be some additions. I can't tell you how many. We do have some people that hopefully will return from the disabled list, which will also add to the number of players we have on our Major League roster when you talk about May and Malone and Boshears potentially coming back. So, you know, we brought up a ton of people this year. There's not a lot of people down there that I think we're going to force to get up here or anything like that. But people that have earned it, people that might need an opportunity to get looked at, all those things will be discussed as we get through this last week of August.
Yeah, we'll take another break. Here it is, the Paul Molitor Show. We'll come back and talk more with the Twins manager when we return on your home for Twins baseball.
My name is Tom.
My name is Cindy.
We give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
We know our time and money are going to the right places.
We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Feel the pull, Twins fans. That's the force of Target Field, drawing you and your friends into the diamond-shaped center of the universe, where stars like Brian Dozier and Trevor Plouffe blast baseballs to the surface of the sun, where you can get nachos in a helmet and donuts in a bucket. The theory of relativity is cool and all, but no science can explain the need to see a Twins game. It's a phenomenon, like gravity, like Joe Mauer's beard, like how the Twins are your ticket to summer.
Stroke is the leading cause of adult disability and the third leading cause of death in the United States. Yet fewer than one in five adults can identify even one stroke symptom. That's why you need to act fast at the first sign of a stroke. FAST. F AST. It's an easy way to remember stroke's warning signs. F stands for face. Ask the person to smile. Does the face seem to droop on one side? A stands for arms. Ask the person to hold both arms out in front of the body. Does one arm seem weaker or unable to move? S stands for speech. Ask the person to speak or repeat a simple sentence. Does he or she have trouble speaking or understanding words? T stands for time. If the person shows even one of these signs, call 911 immediately. A stroke is a brain attack, and every moment is critical. Act fast at the first sign of stroke.
This message brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Health and the Minnesota Stroke Partnership.
Two kids can receive $5 off a U.S. Bank Home Run Porch View or Home Plate View ticket with the purchase of one adult ticket in the same section on Sunday, Super America Not Whole Kids Day. Coupons available exclusively at Super America locations.
Twins in Kansas City this afternoon looking to salvage one in this four-game series. Would be their first win at Kauffman this year, trying to snap a seven-game winning streak for the Red Hot Royals. It would be a split of the six-game road trip for Minnesota. Brief three-game series with Detroit, then on to Toronto and Cleveland, a couple of first-place teams. Paul Molitor joins us, and the Paul Molitor Show is brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer. And Paul, Joe Mauer was a house of fire. He hit another home run in Atlanta. He was hitting about 450 in the month of August then. He missed the one day with the quads, and since then he's been hitless. Is that because of the pitching in Kansas City, or is Joe maybe not quite right after whatever ailed him in the legs?
Well, I whatever answer I give you on that, Chris, would be speculative. I talk to Joe almost daily about how he's doing and where he's at. And, you know, he affirmed to me that he was fine after getting a little bit of a break for one day. And, you know, sometimes you just go through 2-3 days where the hits are hard to come by. I don't think it's physical. That would be my opinion. I think he's just maybe missing some pitches. He's getting an opportunity to hit. And then he's had to battle back from a lot of counts. He got a little over-aggressive, I thought, the first night here when he uncharacteristically swung at a couple of off-speed pitches to start the count. But, you know, it's one of those things where you're going to have a series or whatever where, you know, you get a little bit off track and maybe you start forcing the issue a little bit.
Paul, you got a tough left-hander pitching against you today, Danny Duffy, and then an off day tomorrow. Will Joe play today, or is he in the lineup?
Well, right now, Jack, I don't have him scheduled to play. We are heading out to the park a little bit later than normal for a Sunday, given the fact of the circumstances of the weekend, the fact we don't play till 1:15. So, but right now, I do not have him scheduled to play.
One of the probably the biggest concerns of all Twins fans is where this organization's going with pitching depth. And I know we're beating a dead horse. We talk about it almost on a weekly basis of how this pitching staff can improve. But it's obvious for all of us, for all fans, including you, I'm sure you get frustrated yourself that in order to win, you have to be able to compete on the mound, and it's been a struggle for the Twins. As the offseason approaches, is there any kind of new plan for where what direction they're going to go?
Well, you know, obviously, that's my biggest concern, Jack. Our position players, our young guys, you know, they've been a little bit hot and cold, which is kind of what young players go through. But I think at the end of the year, we're going to be fairly competitive offensively, probably hit more homers than I expected. Some guys have had really good resurgence after the first couple months. But I think we'll compete offensively, but we have to get better on the mound. Now, that's going to be a matter of some of our younger guys taking the next step, some of the guys that have been here, giving us a little more consistency, whether we go out and find a way to improve outside our own system. All those things will have to be talked about and discussed and figure out how we can do better on the mound. You know, we're trying to find ways to teach. I have a lot of confidence in Neil and Eddie about trying to develop some of these people. Barrios, one of those guys that, you know, even though the other day was a little rough in that second inning, there were some things that he had been working on that we did see surface, at least to some degree. And but we have to find a way to give ourselves a better chance, particularly with our starting pitch.
Well, obviously, it's not an easy thing to fix. I mean, there's a lot of baseball teams looking for the same scenarios to fix their teams.
Yeah.
So I know it's not an easy thing. But I guess one of the questions that I would have is, you know, there may or may not be changes in the organization this offseason. And how much will you have to say about, you know, bringing in people that you feel good about helping in the minor leagues?
Well, I think that whatever the organization decides to do in terms of leadership, that's going to be a big influence on how we proceed and where my input goes in terms of, you know, what I feel myself and what I have learned from other people on our staff. I'm hoping that we have a voice. It's obviously controlled somewhat by parameters and contracts and availability and things that we might consider trying to do. Everything from looking at the people we have and seeing if we're putting them in the right roles to have the best chance to be successful at the major league level to considering other options that we might have. So it's going to take some extended conversation and hopefully some wisdom and discernment as we figure out the best way to go forward through the winter months until we get back to Florida next spring.
That's manager Paul Molitor. We'll step aside. We'll come back with hopefully some wisdom and discernment from Jack here in studio and some more thoughts about today's ball game from Paul. It's the Paul Molitor Show, and it's right here on your home for Twins Baseball.
Seems like there's never enough time. If you could put fun times with your friends, fun times with your kids, fun times with your summertime this year in a bottle, we'd like to suggest that fun might taste like a delicious, refreshing Killebrew root beer or cream soda. Pick up a six-pack or case at your neighborhood Lund's Byerly's grocery store. The time in a bottle you're sure to remember for years. Killebrew old-fashioned root beer and cream soda. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
This is Dave St. Peter, president of the Minnesota Twins, on behalf of Minnesota Eye Consultants. Minnesota Eye is the preferred ophthalmology group of the Minnesota Twins and is a generous supporter of the Minnesota Twins Community Fund. I had my corrective eye surgery at Minnesota Eye, as have several of our players and support staff. If you have special eye care needs or wish to learn more about vision correction without glasses or contacts, contact Minnesota Eye Consultants. Go to MNEYE.com. For your eyes, do what the Twins do and see Minnesota Eye.
Celebrating 50 years of winning right, Pentair makes rain a home field advantage at Target Field. While our boys of summer are playing on the field, Pentair's rainwater recycle system is working under the field, capturing and filtering rainwater. The rainwater is reused to wash the lower level seats and more. And it's a hit, saving the Twins nearly 2 million gallons of water each year. Visit Pentair.com/twins to learn more about other sustainable water solutions. Pentair, the official sustainable water provider of the Minnesota Twins.
Danny Gladden here to let you in on a little secret for my best night's sleep ever. Look no further than MyPillow. It's made entirely right here in Minnesota. It's backed by a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. MyPillow's patented interlocking fill guarantees you the best night's sleep ever. They're also totally washable, so you can wash and dry them at home as often as you wish. Guarantees you the best night's sleep ever. Trust me, I sleep on one. Also, I travel with one. You're going to love it. Order now and get two for the price of one. Visit MyPillow.com. Enter promo code TWINS at checkout or call 800-606-1493.
Treasure Island Resort and Casino has teamed up with Mount Frontenac to bring you a relaxing golf and stay hotel package. Mount Frontenac is a stunning 18-hole golf course that sits atop the Mississippi River Bluffs, offering spectacular views of Lake Pepin and the River Valley. Book the golf and stay package and enjoy a round of golf or two, a one-night stay at Treasure Island, plus gift cards and free play. Make your reservations online at ticasino.com.
Treasure Island Resort and Casino.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Paul Molitor Show. Jack Morris, Chris Atterbury here in studio. Paul's in Kansas City, where he's sending his best pitcher to the mound today. Paul, Irvin Santana has been pitching quite well for you. I've noticed that he's kind of calmed down, but he's got way better command of his fastball, which is something that everybody talks about all the time. But in reality, it has to be executed, and he's done that. It's made his breaking ball better, his off-speed pitch better. You got to be a little bit excited to see that you got one guy you can depend on going to the hill today.
I am excited about that, Jack. You know, we are trying to shape our guys to have some of those things that Irvin can do, his ability to slow the game down, the ability to trust he can make a pitch when there's intense situations ongoing throughout the course of the game. And some of it's just experience, certainly ability, but then having the confidence to know what you can do in different situations. Now, there's no guarantees today. Kansas City's hot, and we haven't really been very supportive with our offensive side of the game here in this series, but what he's been doing here over the past several weeks has been a big boost to us, and hopefully we can back him up today, go out there and do some of those things and give us a chance.
He's been very efficient as well, more efficient than me. I got to turn the mic on before I talk. But, you mentioned the offense. Not an easy task today. Great challenge against a young left-hander in Danny Duffy, who seems, Paul, to really be figuring out how to use all of his various tools, and he's certainly got tools, and bring them into production on a nightly basis.
He's had a great run for these guys. You know, he's been around for a while. He was a starter there for a bit. Ned Jones moved him into the pen at different times in the past couple years. He's got a power arm, but I think he's learned how to harness that, and he's kind of changed how he's using his breaking ball. I think he's changed his grip or philosophy on how he mixes that pitch in. But he's been on a roll. He's been striking people out. He's been throwing strikes, and he's got to be feeling good about heading to the game today the way his team's playing. But hopefully we can disrupt that a little bit. We'll throw some right-handed bats at him. He's been really dominating left-handed hitters and find a way to win a game.
Now, you mentioned right-handed bats. Brian Dozier's been probably your best right-handed bat of late. But, boy, Jorge Polanco seems to be making adjustments on a daily basis, pitch-to-pitch, at-bat-to-at-bat, whether he's hitting lefty or righty.
It's been a good opportunity for him. We've heard his name for a while. He's had a couple brief stints. I'm getting an extended look at him. I like what I see. Poised offensively, improving defensively. He's got a real good feel of the whole, what it takes to be professional and approach. And I see him studying video all the time, and he's out there doing his early work. It's early, but so far the reports have been all good on my end as far as he's playing the game, and we'll continue to run him out there here from now to the end of the year.
All right, good stuff. Paul, we'll let you go. Appreciate the honesty and insight, as always. Always a good time on a Sunday morning.
Okay, guys. Let's hope we get one.
We'll let's bring one home, Paul. Thank you.
All right, sounds good, guys.
All right, that's Paul Molitor joining us from Kansas City. Again, Inside Twins comes up at noon. Our pregame lineup cards at 12:30, and then 1:15 will be first pitch. Irvin Santana, Danny Duffy. Jack, some final thoughts. We got about 30 seconds before we bolt.
I always appreciate Paul's honesty. I think we can ask him questions that are not easy to answer, and he does his best to answer them as honestly as he can. It's just always appreciated.
Honestly and thoughtfully. I mean, there's no gloss to it. It's a very thoughtful answer and really some insightful stuff, I think, in terms of the broader scope, big picture ideas of development within the organization offered up by Paul today. Great stuff from manager Paul Molitor. For Jack and Paul, I'm Chris, saying so long. We'll see you later right here on your home for Twins Baseball.
You have been listening to The Paul Molitor Show, sponsored by Killebrew Root Beer, made in Minnesota. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.